Welcome to Zichur Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Sechur Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shila said in the name of Rav, Mespedo shel Adam Nikar im Ben Olam Haba Hu im Lav. From the impact of a person's eulogy, it can be determined whether or not the deceased is determined to enter Olam Haba or not. Rashi explains that if those in attendance are moved to tears when the speaker eulogizes the deceased and describes his virtues, it's likely that the deceased is truly righteous and will enter Olam Haba. Point number two was taught in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said, Shuv yom echad lifnei misascha, do teshuva 1 day before your death. Rabbi Yehuda told me he asked how that's possible to fulfill, given that people do not know when they're going to die. He answered, for kol shekein, all the more so. Yashuva yom, shema yamus lemachar, v'nimsa kol yama b'teshuva. Let a person say to himself that he should do teshuva today, because he might die tomorrow, and in this way he'll find himself living all his days in the state of teshuva, which is ideal. And point number three, the opening mishnah of the 24th parak states that if one was on the road at dusk, erev Shabbos, he should give his purse to a nachri while it's still daytime, and if there's no nachri with him, he should place the purse on his donkey. The Gemara identifies the additional options for when the situation concludes. The order of preference for transporting the purse is nachri, donkey, shota, cheresh, and child. Rav Yitzchak said there's another method available, but the Chachamim didn't want to reveal it. The Gemara explains that if one has no other choice, malicho pakus pakus marba amos, he may carry it himself in increments of less than 4 amos. The Chachamim didn't want to reveal this method because the pasuk states, kvod elokim haster davar, kvod malachim chakor davar. Regarding the honor of God, you should conceal a matter. Regarding the honor of kings, you should investigate a matter. Publicizing this method might threaten the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu, as one might come to carry the purse, a full dalet amos, in Rishus HaRabim. So once again, the 3 points are, point number one, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shila, said in the name of Rav, Mespedo shel Adam Nikar im Ben Olam Haba Hu im Lav. From the impact of a person's eulogy, it can be determined whether or not the deceased is destined to enter Olam Haba or not. Rashi explains that if those in attendance are moved to tears when the speaker eulogizes the deceased and describes his virtues, it's likely that the deceased was truly righteous and will enter Olam Haba. Point number two was taught in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer said, Shuv yom echad lifnei misascha, do teshuva 1 day before your death. Rabbi Eliezer is telling me to ask him how that's possible to fulfill, given that people don't know when they're going to die. He answered, v'kol shekein, all the more so. Yashuva yom, shema yamus lemachar, v'nimsa kol yama b'teshuva. Let a person say to himself that he should do teshuva today because he might die tomorrow, and in this way he'll find himself living all his days in a state of teshuva, which is ideal. And point number three, the opening Mishnah of the 24th parak states that if one was on the road at dusk, erev Shabbos, he should give his purse to a nachri while it's still daytime, and if there's no nachri with him, he should place the purse on his donkey. The Gemara identifies additional options for one in the situation and concludes the order of preference for transferring the purse is nachri, donkey, shota, cheresh, and then child. Rav Yitzchak said there's another method available, but the Chachamim didn't want to reveal it. The Gemara explains that if one has no other choice, malicho pakus pakus marba amos, he may carry it himself in increments of less than dalet amos. The Chachamim didn't want to reveal this method because the pasuk states, Kvod Elokim Haster Davar, V'Kvod Malachim Chakor Davar. Regarding the honor of God, you should conceal a matter. Regarding the honor of kings, you should investigate a matter. Publicizing this method might threaten the honor of Kadosh Baruch Hu, as one might come to carry the purse of full dalet amos in Rishus HaRabim. Alright, so now we go to our Simfer Kuf Nun Gimel, and in this case, the most popular suggestion by far was king, so we're going to use king for our Simfer Kuf Nun Gimel. So here goes. It was clear that the benevolent king was destined for Olam Haba, when the eulogies over him stirred great emotion, recounting how he did tshuva every day, and the use of nachri, if necessary, later of Shabbos, to carry his purse. So once again, in slow motion, it was clear that the benevolent king, that must mean Randaf Kuf Nun Gimel. It was clear that the benevolent king was destined for Olam Haba, when the eulogies over him stirred great emotion, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shila, said in the name of Rav, Mespedo shel Adam Nikar im Ben Olam Haba Hu im Lav. From the impact of a person's eulogy, it can be determined whether or not the deceased is destined to enter Olam Haba or not. Rashi explains that if those in attendance are moved to tears when the speaker eulogizes the deceased and describes his virtues, it's likely the deceased was truly righteous and will enter Olam Haba. So it was clear that the benevolent king was destined for Olam Haba when the eulogies over him stirred great emotion, recounting how he did teshuva every day, which reminds us, it was taught in the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer says, Shuv yom echad lifnei misascha, do teshuva 1 day before your death. When Rabbi Eliezer told me to ask him how that's possible to fulfill, given that people don't know when they're going to die, he answered, "V'kol shekein, all the more so. Yashuva yom shema yamus lemachar v'nimsa kol yama b'teshuva." Let a person say to himself that he should do teshuva today, because he might die tomorrow, and in this way, he'll find himself living all his days in a state of teshuva, which is ideal. So it was clear that the benevolent king was destined for Olam Haba, when the eulogies over him stirred great emotion, recounting how he did teshuva every day and that he used a nachri if necessary later of Shabbos to carry his purse. Which reminds me, the opening mission of the 24th parak states that if one is on the road at dusk erev Shabbos, he should give his purse to a nachri while it's still daytime, and if there's no nachri with him, he should place the purse on his donkey. The Gemara identifies additional options for one in this situation, concludes that the order of preference for transferring the purse is nachri, donkey, shotish, cherish, and then child. But Yitzchak said, there's another method available, but the Chacham didn't want to reveal it. The Gemara explains that if one has no other choice, malichu pakus pakus marba amos, he may carry it himself in increments of less than 4 amos. The Chacham didn't want to reveal this method because the pasuk states, kvod Elohim haster davar, kvod malachim chakor davar. Regarding the honor of God, you should conceal a matter, but regarding the honor of kings, you should investigate a matter. Publicizing this method might threaten the honor of God, as one might come to carry the purse, a full dalet amos, in Rishus HaRabim. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.